don't lose your temper. Just keep. And if you work all day and you just were so tired, you might come in and say, I'm just all
pooped. Is that it, or is there a better word?
Like that. No, I was wondering if you, just something like that. Or would you ever say, or worn out. Or something like that. Yeah, pooped.
Worn out or pooped. Yeah, something, anyway.
Yeah. Now, if a person was, that you knew was feeling all right, like yesterday, uh-huh. and then today you hear that they're sick, you might say, well, I guess last night they must have, if they were all right yesterday and they're sick today, I guess last night they must have
had a spell.
Or got sick.
Uh-huh, would that be the right word?
Yeah, that's what I wondered. Just got sick or something.
Sick or something.
And, in the wintertime, the person was sitting like in the draft, and they might catch a chill, mm-hmm. and you'd say, you better be careful or you're going to
get pneumonia
or something like that. And if you thought it wasn't going to be as bad as pneumonia and you thought it just might be a cold, you might say,
yeah.
be careful or you'll
have the flu.
If a person had taken a cold and their voice sounded mm-hmm. kind of like this, you'd say their voice was really, if they had a cold in their throat, you know, that sounded like it could,
yeah.
you know, you'd say their voice sounds really.
No, I can't think of that one.
Did you ever say horse?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. I couldn't think of nothing but tonsils.
Uh-huh. No, that's what I mean. Their voice sounds.
Uh-huh.
Like.
Yeah. Yeah.
Uh-huh. You would use that word?
Yeah. No, not tonsillitis. Now, what was you saying?
No, I was saying, would you use horse?
Oh, yes. Quite often, that's just a common word.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Yes.
You say their voice sounds.
Yes, horse.
That's what I'm saying. And now, if they were going like that, you'd say they've got a
cough.
Yeah. You might yawn if you're sitting in a chair and suddenly you stop yawning and you say, I better go to bed. I'm feeling a little bit
sleepy.
And then you say, now, tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock, I'll
get up, hop out of the bed.
And then if you were kind of drowsy, somebody might shake you in order to make you
wake up.
And if the doctor gave you some medicine, for example, and then he kind of got on to you because the bottle was still pretty full, he might say, why didn't you
take your medicine?
And then you'd say, now, yesterday I
forgot it.
And you might say, but now, and you might say, now there's a little bit of it gone.
Mm-hmm.
So you know that yesterday I
took it.
Uh-huh. And you might say, and tomorrow
I'll take it.
Mm-hmm. And if a person can't hear anything at all, you say they're just stone
deaf.
And, if you've been working hard in something, you might take your wet blouse off and say, look how I have
perspired.
And, a sore that you get on you that comes to a head, you call that a big
riser.
And then the stuff that comes out of it, you call that
corruption.
And if you got like an infection in your hand, mm-hmm. and your hand started getting, and yes, you looked at it and your hand got bigger, you'd say, well, my hand
swollen.
Mm-hmm. And if somebody got shot like in a war or something, you'd say they got a bullet.
Mm-hmm.
And,
mm-hmm. Bullet wound.
And around, like on a wound of some kind, if it didn't heal right and it got this white stuff around
mm-hmm.
it, you call that stuff
Not gangrene, but
have you ever heard anybody say